bringing world leaders to life once again. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Benito Mussolini, Otto von Bismarck, Abraham Lincoln, Montezuma. They're all on display at the Luis de Jesus Gallery on La Cienega, but our art critic says there's something striking, even menacing, about how New York-based artist Federico Solmi manipulates their likenesses in his exhibit called The Brotherhood. These are part paints, part animation, and KCRW's Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check it out. She's here for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Part paints and part animation. What do you mean by that?
These are video monitors that feature his animated videos, and they're encased in painted frames.
Wow. So you have the leaders from years ago, decades ago. How does Solmi present this diverse selection of those leaders? Are they vilified or are they glorified? How does he pose these?
Well, Steve, it's a little hard to tell at first because they're so rapturously beautiful to look at, but the faces of these figures are like masks with wide open eyes and grinning mouths, and yet they're arrayed in their pomp and circumstance. So it takes a while to sort of figure out exactly what is going on. And the fact is, he's not actually telling us. He's letting us decide as viewers.
This seems to me as such a 21st century art exhibit, right? Because there are a lot of artists who, and we've talked about it, employed digital animation in addition to more traditional styles of art. How is this different, do you think?
Well, really, what's great about it is that it doesn't really come from digital animation. He does these pen and ink drawings and splashes them with lots of color. And then he's figured out himself how to use those with 3D animation and video game technology, so they don't have much smoothness. They're like watching puppets. The motions of the figures are very herky-jerky, and they have little rudimentary soundtracks, so they're really quite captivating because they're not as slick as a lot of the digital animation that you usually see.
Do you have any favorites? Which ones are, I mean, I figure, you know, some of the presidents maybe?
I really like George Washington, and maybe it's just because of the passing Independence Day that we had, but he's grinning from ear to ear and riding his horse, kind of clumpity, clumpity, clump, and followed by a parade of very, very happy Indians, kind of counterintuitive there, with a soundtrack of patriotic music. In fact, the leaders in these videos are all pretty happy. That's one of the great victories of the exhibition, is that they are pleased with their lot in life. You don't see any of these leaders from many centuries across genders and races and continents. You don't see any of them morose over their corruption or their evil doings. They're very content with their lives, and that's very much a part of what the Brotherhood symbolizes. Finally, in one piece called The Ballroom, they all come together in palatial surroundings where they get to share hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and cigars and dancing, celebrating their triumph over the little people.
The show is called The Brotherhood, as you mentioned. Naturally, there are a lot of men. When you say the word brother, you think of men, but it's not a sisterhood. Any notable women involved in this exhibit?
There is Marie Antoinette and also Empress Theodora. And that's really all we can say about their role in the potentates from history. I'm sure he could have come up with some more evil women, but for the most part, Solmi seems to think this is an area where men ruled, and in fact, over the centuries, that's pretty much been the case.
I wonder if Antoinette had any cake involved in that.
She's dancing. She's dancing, you know? And of course, the men are dancing together, too, but that's a whole other conversation.
Well, Federico Solmi's The Brotherhood is on display through July 30th, the end of this month, at the Luis de Jesus Gallery over on La Cienega, near the 10th way. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.